If you have your Bible, I want to turn to Joshua chapter number 4. Joshua chapter number 4. Verse number 1, the Bible said, "It came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of man, and command ye them, saying, Take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in a lodging place." Now watch this. "Where ye shall lodge this night." Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, "Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever." And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua took, Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bare the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priest which bare the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. Verse number 19. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. I want to preach for just a few minutes this morning, if God will bear help, on a memorial that we might not forget. A memorial that we might not forget. As we look at this, and we can see that this is taking place, and it was foretold what would take place. And if we go back, I just want to review just a second this morning to kind of get us caught up to where the tribes of Israel are, where Joshua is. They were preparing to go over Jordan. They've been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Amen. And they were wandering in the wilderness because they had disobeyed God. Because they hadn't trusted the Lord. Amen. I'm afraid there's a lot of folks today that's wandering in the wilderness. We talked about this, I believe, Wednesday night. A lot of people went wandering in the wilderness because they haven't obeyed God. They haven't trusted the Lord. Amen. And the help that He has to give them. But we see that they had prepared to go over Jordan after 40 years of their wanderings. Amen. And they knew what was there. They done spied it out. They done knew it. It was a place that flowed with milk and honey. We knew it was a place where they went and got one cluster of grapes. It was so massive that they had to put a pole between them and two fellas carry it. Amen. Praise God. That ought to give you pretty much a courage, encouragement to fight the battle. Amen. But they had giants in the land, and so they were dissuaded by the flesh. They were dissuaded by their own minds. Praise God. But God said that He's going to send them over, and we see what God's doing here, and He gives us just a little bit of a God foretelling what's going to take place. Now I say that to say this. We don't want to say that this was just a coincidence. You know, things don't just happen. It happens because God Almighty is in control. I want to say God is a sovereign. He's in control of everything that takes place. You say the good and the bad, the good, the bad, the ugly. God's in control. Amen. God's able to take care of things, and He's able to take care of me and you. That's why it's so important that we commit ourselves unto the Lord. Praise God. He said if we commit ourselves, Lord, and resist the devil, that He'd flee from us. I don't know about you. I don't like to carry the devil around. Amen. And the devil's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. God is. So I think I'll just go with God. Amen. And what God's trying to teach us here, He's trying to say, you know, the nation of Israel, God's people just need to go with Him. And He makes things happen. Joshua was telling the children here, he's getting ready to pass over Jordan in Joshua chapter number 3. And he says this to the children of Israel. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, verse number 9, Come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. Now he's fixing to tell what God has to say. I'm interested today in what God has to say, ain't you? Now, there's a whole lot of men got opinion. Hey, I've got an opinion. You've got an opinion. Everybody's got an opinion. But I'd rather hear what God's got to say. And so Joshua said, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you. Now watch this. He said, this is how you're going to know that the living God is among you. In other words, God is here with you. I want to say this morning, God's here with you. Amen. If you're here this morning, you're lost, praise God's here with you. He's a wooing, he's drawing, he's trying to get you saved so he can take you home in heaven. That glorious place is prepared for. If you miss that, it's your fault, it ain't his. Amen. God has done everything he need to do. What did he do? He died on the cross of Calvary for your sins that through him you might be saved. Amen. He shed his blood. He shed his blood for you individually. He's an individual God. He's an individual Savior. Praise God. He's an individual shepherd who'll lead you after you get saved. Amen. Glory to God. You say, preacher, all I have to give up. Praise God. But what do you get? Amen. You give up a little bit here and you get everything over yonder. The Bible says in 1 Peter that your treasures are laid up in heaven. They're guarded by God. They're protected by God Almighty. Amen. So the things that we desire, things that we long for, things that we look for, praise God, they're over there. Amen. Glory to God. He said, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that ye will, that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. He said, everything that you're fearful of, said God said he'd take care of. Amen. So what do you got to be afraid of? God's going to take care of everything. Amen. You haven't got afraid of nothing, praise God. The only thing I'm afraid of is being, praise God, is letting my Savior down. Amen. Because he never let me down. Now watch this in verse number 11. It said, behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over for you into Jordan. Amen. So the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Now what is it? That represents the very presence of God Almighty. Amen. And he said, you're not going into a long bridge. He said, God, the very presence of God Almighty is going to go before you. He said, and the God Almighty, the living God, the God of the universe, the God of earth, praise God, is among you and he's going with you and he won't fail you and he'll bring you into a land of promise and he'll give you, praise God, the conquering power to overcome the obstacles. Amen. Amen? The opposition, if you will. Praise God. He said, now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribe of Israel, out of every man a tribe. And praise God. So what he's saying, he said, everyone here has to have a representative. Do you realize, praise God, that we as families are representatives of our family? Amen. Sometimes, somewhere, somebody's going to have to stand up and say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Help me, God. Empower me and give me your strength, praise God, to be what you would have me to be. Amen. So God can begin to do for you, in you, through you, what he wants to do for you. Amen. So you can have that power. Amen. Praise God. So God's telling them here, he said, I'm going to do this for you. Look for verse 13. And I want to just remember, this is what's going to place is not a coincidence. Amen. A lot of times we think of coincidences, but it's not. He says, shall come to pass. As soon as the soles of the feet of the priest that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. Amen? Now this is foretold. It's not coincidence. Now we have storytellers and people that say, well, we had this figured out. You know what happened on that day at that particular time is there was an earth slide, a landslide, and it slid down into the Jordan River and it blocked it off. And for a period of almost a whole day, that water was blocked by a landslide, which allowed the children of Israel to get across. Amen. And if it did, praise God for landslide. But it was foretold by God that this was going to happen. So if it happened, praise God, that way, then it was God Almighty that kicked the dirt loose, pushed his foot down, set that work down, praise God, and filled that up, that valley. Now this is not, if you read and study this, when you get over to chapter number 4, the end of chapter number 3, this was the time of the spring flooding. This was the time that Mount Hermon was the ice box was melting, the snow was melting, and the waters was coming down in torrents, and the valley was full. The little 100-foot and 200-foot places, Brother Bill, where the Jordan was sometimes they would say was a mile wide. I mean, I'm talking about out of banks. Well, I like it when it gets that way around here, don't you? I like it when it gets out of the banks and we get just praising God, just giving Him glory, just thanking Him because He's good. He's a good God. And He does that. Amen. He said it was a time when they overflowed all their banks and all the time of harvest. So this was a time when this was happening. And Joshua tells us this is not a coincidence. It's not something that just happened, praise God. He said God did this. Amen. Praise God. He said the very God of heaven, you know, the being of life and the power of life and the authority and the activity of life itself, God Almighty. He was doing this for the nation of Israel. Amen. Praise His name. He was working for them. He was working in them. He was helping them, preparing them to cross over. Talking about a living God. Not a coincidence. But a happening, praise God, something that really happened, praise God. He said they were going to go across and they were going to establish a memorial to the Word of God. Amen? To the things that He has done and the power that He manifests. They want everybody to know how big God was. So they set up two, they took stones out of the river and they set up two examples of God Almighty and His power, memorials for people to see. Amen. He set them up. They took 12 stones, the number of each family of the tribes of Israel. And they set those stones up for a memorial that people could see. Anybody come along could remember and they could expand to them the power and the love and the might of an Almighty God. Amen. Praise God. So there's no difference. Praise the Lord. So we see the emphasis, praise God, on these 12 tribes. Amen. And we see that they were brought out. They was redeemed out of Egypt. Amen. Every tribe was represented. What are you saying? Hey, wait, they wasn't a family that God left forsaken. They wasn't a family. They wasn't a group of believers that God didn't bring with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time to just get in so nobody's left behind. Amen. It's time to get in now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Today's the day, Brother Jeff, when we need to get in. If we're going to do anything for the Lord, today's the day. If we're going to earn any rewards, today's the day that we need to be laying up that treasure in heaven so that God Almighty could get the glory. We live in a day and era where everybody wants everybody else to do something. Come on. Don't get quiet on me now. We want somebody else to pray. We want somebody else to go visit. We want somebody else to compel them to come in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, if you're going to be that way, you better be praying for those that you're asking. So they're going to need all the help they can get. But we need everybody. Then are we needing to pray? We need everybody praying and seeking and trying to do something to bring glory and honor to the Lord. So that every soul can come out of Egypt. Egypt's a type of this world that we live in. And the Bible teaches they were redeemed out of Egypt. They were brought out. Amen. Praise God. We got to come out of the world. Amen. We shouldn't look like the world. We shouldn't act like the world. We surely shouldn't live like the world. Amen. The Bible says, come out from among and be ye separate. Us, well, me and you, we've got to be separate. We've got to be a little peculiar. You know, preacher, we just won't fit in. That's all right. We're not supposed to fit in. Amen. We're supposed to be peculiar. We're supposed to people look at us and say, you know, that person goes to Stony Fork Baptist Church. They love the Lord. Then when times get hard and tribulation comes, praise God, they'll know that there's somebody they can go to, somebody they can talk to, somebody they can rely on, that can get a hold of God for them. Somebody that can tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to start setting up some memorials in our lives, in our homes, praise God, where we're established so people can see the memorial of God Almighty in your life and mine so that we can be a beacon of hope to the lost. Amen. A memorial, praise God. So that we might not forget where God brought us from. Every one of us, Brother Bill, has been saved, ought to have a testimony. Amen. If you're here today, you ought to have a testimony. You ought to tell somebody how Jesus saved you. How the Holy Ghost of God convicted your heart. Amen. And again, it's not about the head knowledge. Everybody knows who Jesus is. The Muslims and all these, they know who Jesus is. They say, oh, he's a great prophet. Amen. But they don't have Jesus in their heart. They don't recognize what he did for them on the cross of Calvary. How he died for their sins according to Scripture. How he rose, how he was buried, and how the third day he got up victorious over death and the grave so that we can too. Amen. Amen. I'm not worried about dying. Dying don't bother me. I'd like to stay here. Hey, don't get me wrong. If you ever hear that Pastor Jeff committed suicide, you check it out. Somebody killed me. Amen. You say, how come? Because I like me too much. And I don't like pain at all. Amen. I'm going to live as long as I can. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to try to be kind. I'm going to try to be considerate. I'm going to try to lay up some rewards. But I'm not afraid of dying. When that day comes, praise God, and it's going to come to all of us. It's appointed man wants to die, and after this is judgment. We've all got an appointment. We just don't know what day that is. Amen. We don't have no inkling of what day that's good. It could be a month, could be a year, could be 20 years, could be 100 years. We don't know. Well, God does. And he said, we're going to go out of here. Don't matter. And when that day comes, it don't matter where you're at or what you're doing. Well, if you're in a hospital, the best doctors in the world, they can't save you. Amen. Amen. Praise God, you're out of here. When your time runs out on the time clock of heaven, praise God, you're done. But praise God, I'm glad we can live now and live for the Lord. Praise God, with hope in our heart. He said, those that love him and keep his command, he said that we'll not see death. Say, wait a minute, you'll see death, we'll die. Yeah, this old body will go back to the dust which you come, praise God. My soul, my spirit's going to immediately go be with him that give it. I'm going to be with the Lord, praise God. As soon as the last breath leaves out of here, I'm going to take my next one in glory. Amen. Well, I'd like to come out of there, Brother Bobby, just to shouting and praising the Lord. Amen. Talk about my glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for putting my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. What a Savior. What a God. I'm glad he loved me enough to think of this little old boy. Praise God. Loved me enough to come to where I was and save me by his marvelous grace. Amen. I'd like to lay out a memorial. Because just like the children of Israel, I've been redeemed out of Egypt. Praise God. I've come out together, praise the Lord. I've made it through the wilderness. Amen. I was in a wilderness journey, but the Lord brought them all out together. Amen. All those that love the Lord, praise God, one of these days he's going to take us out of here together. Amen. One of these days there's going to be a shout and a trump and a come up hither and we're going to go home. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a day that'll be. And so they brought them all out together and he brought them all into the promised land, that place of hope. One of these days, praise God, we come out of Egypt. We separate ourselves from the world. We separate ourselves unto the Lord. We've made the journey through the wilderness, praise God. And Josh, one of these days, we're going to come out over on the other side. And me and you, buddy's going to have us a time. We're going to praise God and give him glory over in heaven. And I won't get tired. And I won't get wore out. And I won't get discouraged. Because this discourager will be behind me, which is the devil. And hope and peace that satisfies my soul will be raining down inside me. And I'm going to be shouting and praising. You said, preacher, you'll get tired of that. I won't get tired of that unless he gets tired of me. Amen. But God inhibits the prayers and the praises of his people. So I don't see that happening. According to my Bible, the cherubs are flying back and forth and they're total, continuously all day, praise the Lord, and all the time, and they're saying, glory, glory, glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. We might be able to just fall in there between them. They say, glory. We'll say, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Amen. God be getting some praise over in heaven when that takes place. What a blessing that'll be. We'll all enter in into that promised land. They all entered in. They all got to go in to the promised land. He said, preacher, what does this speak of? It speaks of that truth of unity in the people of God. God's people, a unity, praise God, a peace and unity in every age. God's had people that would come together and love the Lord and love each other and try to encourage each other. That's what Christianity is about. Amen. It's about loving Jesus because He first loved us. I've told you before, I didn't know how to love nobody until I learned the love of Christ. I learned how much He loved me. And now, I don't want to do anything to hurt those that Jesus loved. Who all did Jesus love? Everyone in here. Amen? That whosoever. He loves every one of us. And I don't want to do anything to hurt those that He loved. Praise God. We got to be on our toes. Got to be watching. Got to be vigilant. We got to be united in the things of God. Praise God. Amen? And that unity, praise God, it never becomes obscure. It never needs to be violated. It needs to be something that's sacred to us. The unity, praise the Lord, in Jesus Christ. Amen. That we're all part of one body. Hello? Ain't that Bible? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 through 26. That we're all in one body. We're all one body of believers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but if we're all one body, you know, we're all part of the body of Christ. And despite the body, I'm not going to lay my finger on that table and take this plate and hit it. Amen? I'm not going to do it. Because it would hurt my finger, which would hurt me. My nervous system's all tied together. So He said that we're supposed to have this unity. He said, so we put up these memorials so we can remember not to forget the unity of the church of God. How God's made us some promises, and He's promised that He would fulfill those promises. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 4 and 5. He said that we're one body and one spirit and one calling of hope. That's who we are. That's the church today. One body, one spirit, and one call in hope. Now, what is that hope? Faith with a high expectation. That's believing, trust the Lord with a high expectation, praise God, that God Almighty has made us some promises and He's the ultimate promise keeper. Amen. In other words, you can trust Him. There's a lot of things that you can't trust in this world. People will deceive you. They'll let you down. Praise God. But He said we've got to stay together and we've got to stay united. I'll give you an example out of here right quickly. It's kind of like Joshua put a little side note in here so that we could keep the people of God united. Amen. I think it was pretty important to God to keep the people of God united. But look what he says here in a little side note, about those eastern tribes that crossed the river, crossed the Jordan. In Joshua chapter 4, verse number 12. He said, And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh. Now these are the ones that had asked to have their inheritance on the other side of Jordan. Amen. On the eastern side of Jordan. But it said these tribes here, Reuben and Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh, he said, passed over armed to the teeth. Amen. Praise God. They wasn't going to forsake their brothers and sisters in Christ. They wasn't going to get, praise God. He said they went over armed. Now, to the teeth ain't here, but praise God, they took what they had. Amen. He said, passed over armed before the children of Israel as Moses spake unto them. Now, see, Moses told them, he said, look, we're all part of a family here. And said, if you want to make your inheritance, you folks want to make it over here, so that's fine. He said, but we got to stick together till the job's done. Amen. We've got to stick together. We've got to have a unity in everything that we do. You know how that little nation of Israel, on the map, it's just about this big. You know how it survived for all these years? Because of unity. Every man, every woman, every boy, girl, praise God, they're united, praise God, in their stand, their steadfastness. And he said about 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto the battle to the plains of Jericho. So he said these tribes here, praise God, they were in unity and they stuck together. They stuck, praise God, they crossed over with Israel into the promised land to go over and help, to be united with their brethren in the Lord, praise God, to see things take place and to get things done. Amen. That's where we're at today. We need the same unity today to see things take place and to get things done. A oneness in the world, a oneness in the Lord. Amen. When believers realize their oneness, amen, that we're all part of something great, big. Amen. Praise God. And we strive to maintain a holy unity. Amen. We strive to... Are you hearing me? Wake up! We strive to maintain a holy unity. United in Lord. We have all kinds. Hey, how many people we got here today, Bert? 46? We got 47 different opinions here today. Different ideas. So a preacher ain't 46 of us. Yeah, but God's here. Amen. Amen. There's that many different opinions, but he said we got to maintain unity for the glory of God. Amen. Because Joshua was able to do that, praise God, he was exalted to a higher position. They recognized, they realized, praise God, his power, and he said he was magnified. Verse number 14 said, on that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel. And they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. Now, I'm not talking about, oh my goodness, Joshua, fear. They was talking about a reverence of the man of God. Amen. A high respect for him because he called for unity, and unity come from following God. Amen. Kind of makes sense. I mean, I'm just an old ignorant country boy, an old farm boy, praise God. It makes sense, a unity, praise God, in the Lord. It keeps us where we need to be, praise God. And he said that they was pulling things together. Amen. He said, because of the greater unity that they had, because he was exalted, and in the cause of the captain of their salvation was magnified above all. We see that in Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. Verses 17 through 23. The Bible says that the captain of their salvation. You see that in Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 10. He calls him the captain of our salvation, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. Praise God. It don't get no better than that. So we see this memorial that's set up. In verse number 19, it said the people came out of Jordan. On the 10th, and I noticed this, if you study this, and the people came out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. If you study that, I didn't realize that they do. I got to studying this. And it says that the exact time, praise God, after leaving the enslavement of Egypt, it was almost exact time to the exact day, 40 years from the time they left Egypt till they entered into the promised land. It was the time of 40 years just before the setting aside of the Paschal lamb for the offering. They hadn't done this in years because they'd wandered in the wilderness. But God Almighty has established this thing, and it's here in this place. It's here at this place. Verse number 20 said those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. Amen. Where them rolling waters was, and they were subsiding. Now long story short, the priest, they take the ark, and Joshua said, I want you to march in, and when your feet hit the brink of the waters of Jordan, he said, God's going to roll it back. No coincidence. This is pre-planned by God. God said, this is what I'm going to do. Now, he didn't expand to Joshua how he's going to do it. And how God does things, that's up to God, right? Amen. We can pray, ask. We can take our prayers and suppositions to him. We can ask God to do this and let God know that we do that. Because God knows what we need already. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. And so he asked God, and God says this. He told Joshua, he said, this is the way that we're going to do this. He said, when those priests with the Ark of the Covenant, that's the top of the presence of God, praise God, he's right there. He said, when I get to the edge, he said, I'm going to just roll it back. That's what Gilgal means. It means the rolling. Where God rolled back the water, stood them up in a heap. Amen. So they went across on dry land. And they take these two, set up these two memorials. Joshua takes one and he puts eight stones at the edge where the feet of the prince, the priest would be, and he sets up these 12 stones for a memorial on the edge, praise God. And then he has these other fellows, and they take out a stone apiece, one stone for each tribe, and they carry, and he didn't say go and get you a pebble and put it in your pocket, and when we get to where we're going to camp out tonight, I want you to pitch it out somewhere. That's not what he said. He said, I want you to go and get a stone. He said, I want something that's big enough where people be able to see it. I want where it be big enough where they'll be able to recognize it. I want it to be big enough, praise God, where it'll take a little bit of effort from you. Hello, come on, can I get a witness? We're living a day and hour. We're too lazy to do something for God. Amen. 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 Too busy for God. Well, preacher, I hear this all the time. It makes me sick to my stomach. Preacher, I just ain't got time. You ain't got time for God. You're too busy. Amen. You ain't got time. You're too busy. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's too busy. But they took it. He said, you get them stones. You get that up on your shoulder. And you carry it. Now listen, he said, you don't take it over to the edge of the shore and pitch it off. Now listen, he said, you carry that thing till we get to where we're going to camp at tonight. And then we'll use it. We'll put it up. We'll make a memorial there. And it happened to be in Gilgal. Amen. Now Gilgal, if you studied on a map, it was only about 3 miles to the city of Jericho. Amen. Now the inhabitants of Canaan land, they were kind of excited because the spring floods had come. And they'd heard about this mighty nation of Israel that was marching their way. Amen. So they spied them a looking across Jordan, trying to figure out a place they could cross. And God said, Joshua, tell them not to be worried about that no more. I'm going to take care of that. Amen. The feet preached, hit the water. And the Bible said that God began to roll that waters back. He just put his hand up and said, stop. You know, we got a perfect example of that. I say it all the time. Only reason I like to go to the beach, I don't care nothing about the sand or nothing, but I like to go to the beach because I like to see the almighty hand of a sovereign God. I mean, he goes out, it's there at the beach, and that water comes rushing in at high tide, and when it gets to a certain point, God says, and it stops. I mean, I'm talking billions and billions and billions of gallons of water. And God says, stop. And it stops. And then he goes, and out it goes again. See, we say, well, God couldn't do that. God can do anything God wants to do. He's God. Amen. If we never realized how big he is, how awesome he is, how powerful he is, we'd get in this thing, praise God, and we'd get to bragging on him. And he'd get to showing us his awesomeness. That's what Joshua was trying to say. He said, listen, we're going to set this up here for a memorial so that you can see the awesomeness of God. And so he begins to set this up. Amen. That's the awesomeness of God. Now, you know, the lives that were lost, he said, as a memorial. We celebrate memorial today. When we celebrate those that sacrificed themselves for this nation. Amen. They sacrificed themselves for you and for me. Amen. Amen. They got on them boats and they got in them planes and they got on them trains and they sacrificed. They put themselves out there for you and me. Amen. Amen. These sacrificed themselves. Amen. Their lives was lost through battles, wars that were fought, the terror that they faced. Amen. That they took for you and for me. And when we stand today and we say, well, preacher, I really can't do much. I really can't. Praise God, little's much when God's in it. All you got to do is just take a step, just like those priests. Don't you think those priests were afraid when they said, I want you to take the ark and said, I want you to go out there, Jordan, praise God. Amen. They just looked at each other and said, Josh said, this is what God wants us to do. I don't see any place in there where they questioned it. Amen. So this is what God said to want us to do. So they got that Ark of the Covenant, praise God, they put it upon their shoulders and they headed for Jordan. They got out there, when they got their feet out in the water, then that water began to roll back. They must have been there for a spell. Because he said, for the priest which bare the ark stood in the midst of Jordan, verse number 10, until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Moses, or Joshua, to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, the people hasted, passed over. Amen. They stood out there just trusting the Lord. That's all we've got to do is just trust the Lord. Amen. Just take what God gives us and just trust the Lord, the captain of our salvation. But they say, there's a whole lot of people that lost their lives in battle. They give their lives for Christ. They give their lives for Christ so that we can have the freedoms that we have today. Amen. They give their life of service. Give our life of service to the country. But we've got hundreds of thousands of folks that we know who gave their life in the service of our Savior. Amen. Me and my brother was talking the other day about the old preachers. All the old preachers, well, even the old preachers I had used to come preach for us, they're gone. They're gone. They've done went out here. They fought the good fight. They've kept the faith, and they've went to the reward. Amen. Amen. They've gone. They've pressed on. They've pressed forward. They made the crossing. They crossed over Jordan, and they went into the promised land. Amen. Praise God. They've traversed the cross. Praise God. Ain't you glad they did? Amen. Praise God. The time they stood the test of time. They pressed forward. They went on. They didn't stop. If we stop and get to looking back, we get discouraged. The Bible said if Abraham would have thought about it and thought about the things that had been, he got to looking back, he would have never went forward. Amen. Praise God. We got to think about it. You say, preacher, I've just had such a tough time in my life, things that I've done. He said, I just don't know what God forgive me. God forgive you anything. Amen. The only thing God won't forgive you is you reject the Lord Jesus Christ who bought you. Paid the price of your sins. That's the only thing that God can't forgive you of. And you'll stand to give account for that, praise God. It's a great white throne judgment. And be cast into hell. But praise God, anything that we do in this old flesh and we live, praise God, can forgive us. He will forgive us if we'll ask Him. Amen. He'll save us by His marvelous grace. And then we can become that type of that memorial to God. A memorial to God that's self-evident. Amen. Praise God. In other words, it's plain, it's obvious, it don't have to be explained. Amen. You can see it clearly. Praise God. You can understand somebody that loves the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Looking for that glorious day of His appearing when we'll be with Him where He is. So we see what God's telling us here. That memorial that we can't forget about. We don't want to forget the memorials that we have of those that's gone before. Those that's stayed steadfast. Those that's made the crossing. Amen. Those that's on the other side now that say, glory to God, it's wonderful over here. Won't you come on home? Amen. When David's son was a dying, and he wept and cried and prayed that God would somehow just spare his son. But because his sin with Bathsheba, God told Nathan, said, your son's going to die. Amen. I don't want our people to die because of our sin. I want our folks to get in because we love the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the memorial of my life and yours, praise God, is a representation of who Christ is. So that we can see the Lord high and lifted up so that people can be saved. Amen. So that we can begin to get in. And we don't want to get out. We want to get in. Amen. Be part of it. Praise the Lord. Time is precious. Amen. Time's precious. We don't have much. The Bible said this life is like a vapor. And it's gone like the dew on the grass when the sun comes up. It don't last long. We get one chance, one opportunity. We ought to seize that opportunity. Amen. Establish a memorial with our lives. Praise God. Because God's already given us the confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ that it's going to be okay. Stand for something, praise God. A memorial. An overwhelming presence, praise God. Of those waters that overflood us, but praise God that God Almighty is there with us. That overwhelming presence with one of that memorial that was set up in Jordan. Amen. That presence, those waters that would come down, that would flood that valley. Atop of Jesus Christ and what He did on Calvary for me and you. Amen. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's made it possible through Him we might be saved. He endured the brunt of hell and anguish thereof so that me and you could be saved. It's what God Almighty is able to do. It's what God has done. It's what God will do, what God can do if we'll let Him. Amen. Let Him be the Lord of our life. Establish ourselves this morning as a memorial unto God. Amen.